Welcome to the Broken Heart Club podcast, episode 3. In this podcast, we're going to be discussing about what to do with all these complicated feelings you're having right now. Because I know you're going through a lot right now. You're sad, you're angry, you're anxious, you're confused, you don't know what to do. You're all over the place. You can't eat, you can't sleep. Every waking moment, you just think about your ex and why, what happened. You can't stop thinking about the breakup. You try to play a video game, you try to do it something else, but you just keep thinking about them. And you don't know what to do. And it's a unique kind of emotional shitstorm. Some of you, it's your first heartbreak, and this is totally unique to you. And some of you, this is your maybe fourth or fifth one, but this one is different from all the other ones because not all heartbreaks are the same. Sometimes a person breaks up with us, we don't really care. Other times we lose our minds. It really varies. So that's totally normal. If this breakup hits you really, really hard, that's okay. I mean, different breakups will hurt you, will make you feel differently. Some breakups will make you feel happy. You're like, thank God. Thank God I'm out of that. And some breakups will make you feel like shit. And that's totally normal. That's totally normal. You feel like this is going to be forever. Right now, your emotions are controlling everything. Your emotions are controlling every part of your thinking. You're not being rational right now, which is okay. You can't be rational right now. You just got hit by a truck of a breakup, right? You can't be rational right now. But you think that these icky feelings, not icky, I mean, these devastating feelings will be with you forever. When my fiance left me, which was one of my worst breakups, I thought I would never even be happy ever again. My life just looked black and white. I thought it was almost like there was a sad violin playing in the background all the time. And I was like, will I feel like this forever? It certainly feels like I will feel like this forever. But it gets better. To be patient. You have to be patient. I get an email every single day. Oh, my girlfriend broke up with me a week ago and I feel like shit. What can I do? This person expects me to say something like a magical saying and then the person will be immediately happy. Oh, now I don't care anymore. But that's not how emotions work, especially during a breakup. There isn't something magical I can tell you so you forget about your breakup and you're happy now. There isn't. And a lot of people are surprised. Oh, it's been 2 weeks since my breakup. I still feel like shit. Oh my God, is something really wrong? Listen, it's been 2 weeks. It is still so fresh. The breakup is still so fresh. People are expecting to quote unquote get over their breakup in 2 weeks. No, that's not gonna happen. Maybe in the past that happened, but this breakup is different. This person meant a lot more to you. So of course it's gonna take longer. It will definitely probably take longer than 2 weeks. But that's the thing. You have to be patient. Our brain is very adaptable. It's very adaptable. So it will adapt to a reality, to your current reality. Right now, your brain is all over the place and it can't cope with the reality right now. Oh my God, my ex is gone. What can I do? But in time, your brain will adapt to the new reality. You will get used to it. It sounds really fucked up, but that's true. You'll get used to this feeling. And the more you get used to it, it diminishes the emotional intensity. You'll kind of get used to the sadness. You'll get used to the anxiousness. You'll get used to the anger. And the more you get used to it, the less intense it'll feel. It will kind of be your background emotion. I know it's a hard pill for you guys to swallow, but it will become your background emotion. You'll always be sad, no matter what you're gonna do, what you're doing. You're playing a game, playing a video game, you are bungee jumping, I don't know, whatever you're doing. In the background, you'll always feel sad, and that's okay. In the background, you're gonna get used to it. Right now, you're still not used to it. That's why you're panicking. But at point, you'll get used to it. And when you get used to it, it'll start diminishing. When you stop trying to fight it. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to force yourself to be positive. Don't try to force yourself to be happy. If you're sad, be sad. It's okay to be sad. You lost the love of your life. You did not lose a pencil sharpener. You can be as sad as you want. And the number one thing you can do when you're sad is you can cry. You can cry as much as you want. Start your morning with a cry. I say this to a lot of people. Start your day with a cry. It does feel really, really good. It does feel good. I would schedule an hour of crying every day to get through my traumatic breakup. And that really helped. When you cry, it releases a lot of natural soothing chemicals that will help you feel much better. Because you've all experienced crying. There's so many emotions and you just start crying and then you feel good, right? So please, especially if you're a guy, cry. If you're a girl, cry. If you're, you know, non-binary, whatever gender you are, crying is a very good solution. And it is not a form of weakness. It's a form of strength. You are crying, you are acknowledging your pain. When you're crying, you're acknowledging your pain. So that's okay. And that's really brave. You're acknowledging your pain and you're processing it in a healthy way. You're not going out there and murdering people. You are crying. You're processing your pain. It hurts a lot. I know it hurts a lot. Why does it hurt a lot? When I went to Northwestern Territories for a job, I talked to this indigenous leader and we were just having conversations and I asked him about breakups and asked him, why do I feel so much pain? And my friends who go through a breakup, other people, they don't feel that much pain. And she just told me that your capacity to feel pain is your capacity to love, which means the harder you loved the person, the more pain you will feel. And that is kind the cost of love. The risk. There's a dialogue in an Indian movie. Wo jitna roe, wo utna hi hasta. Something like that. It basically means whoever cries a lot, laughs a lot. Whoever laughs a lot will cry a lot. So you're kind of paying the price of your love. And maybe you're thinking it's not worth it. But it is worth it. It is worth it. Your capacity for love is so much that you have to pay the price when it doesn't work out. When it doesn't work out, the price is you get really, really, really hurt. Now let me give you two choices. Would you rather be only able to love a person a little or love a person a lot? But the con is that if it doesn't work out, you'll be in a lot of pain. You would always want to pick the choice that lets you love your partner a lot, not the choice that forces you to love your partner a little. You made a very courageous choice to fall in love. You took a big risk. You took a huge risk. You put your heart on the line. You let the person know everything about you. You let the person see every part of you. You let the person feel every part of you. And after all that, they decided to leave you. So it feels like the ultimate form of rejection. They saw you in every single way, every fiber of your being, and they decided they did not want it anymore. That really, really hurts. And it kind of sometimes makes us feel that there is something wrong with us fundamentally. There's nothing wrong with you. Yes, you have flaws, but there's nothing fundamentally wrong with you. A relationship is very, very, very hard to keep. Very hard to keep. It's one of the most difficult things to maintain, a romantic relationship. There's so many obstacles. There's so many obstacles. No wonder most relationships don't work. Yes, most relationships don't actually work. Romantic relationships, they don't work. I think numbers 80 to 90% actually don't work. You already started at really shitty odds. You started with really shitty odds. 90% chance that this ain't gonna work. But you still took the chance, which is very brave. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take the chance. I'm 100% saying you should take that chance every time. You should try your luck in relationship. Even though the possibility of success in the long term is very low, you should 100% try relationships. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Hey, at least you tried. You don't want to be 99 years old and think, ah, shit, I should have tried more. Try as much as you can, right? You don't want to go to your deathbed thinking, I should have tried my hand at love more. That's all we can do. We can try our best. We can learn from the mistakes we made in our last relationship and not make the same mistakes in the next relationship. A lot of time there is no huge mistakes even made. A lot of time the reason is quite complicated. You guys are just not a good fit. So please, please, please don't blame yourself for the breakup. Please don't. A lot of people do, and it's so sad. You're already going through a pretty shit situation. Why blame yourself for it? 90% chance it was not going to work out anyway. So is it really your fault? A lot of times it has nothing to even do with you. It has to do everything with the situation. Look at this COVID situation we're having right now. A lot of couples are not, you know, hanging out as much, and they're feeling emotionally distant. And that's a huge reason for breakups. It's a huge reason. Is it any of their faults? No, that's just what happens in times like these. And even without the COVID, there's so many obstacles to relationships that I'm not even going to start. Then this podcast will be 5 hours. Dr. Helen Fisher, who talks a lot about relationships and did a lot of research on relationships, does make a really good argument in her book that relationships normally failed historically. Our ancestors, their relationships usually failed. The let's be together forever is a fairly new development in our species. It started with Christianity and the plow, when the plow was made, because the men had to do the physical labor and you need to be really strong to do the physical labor, and women weren't able to do that physical labor, so they relied on a husband, and they would get married, and the husband couldn't just divorce the wife because the husband needed the wife to do a lot of farm work. So there was, you had to be together or else you would just die. You wouldn't survive. So this notion of together forever, this is a very recent development, argues Dr. Helen Fisher. You can disagree with that or agree with that, but she makes a very good argument that relationships historically were never meant to last so long. This is a new thing we started. And nowadays, with the invention of social media, relationships are more likely to fail because of the seemingly unlimited options we have now. Because now if we are unhappy with the relationship, we can leave. We know that we'll find someone else. But before the invention of social networks, we were like, I might never find love again, you know? So we were scared. So now if people aren't happy, they leave. So we are seeing high number of breakups in this generation. And if you're young, you will go through a lot more breakups. From when you're 20 to 30, you'll go through a lot of breakups. It's like all out. It's all out. Everybody's trying to feel each other. Everybody's trying to understand each other, what they want, what they need. So it's kind of like testing. It's testing, you know? You get into a relationship, then you understand, oh, this is not the type of relationship I want. Then you get out, then you get in another. So it's a lot of in and out. Another thing I wanted to mention was that you don't have to really justify your emotions to anybody. If you're crying all the time, cry all the time. If you want to be sad all day, be sad all day. You don't have to tell anybody why you're feeling sad or how you're feeling sad or why you should keep feeling, because a lot of people are very nosy and they might say things like, hey, she broke up with you 2 weeks ago. Why are you so sad now? That's so weird. No, that's not weird at all. You can be sad for this shit for 6 months, for a year. You probably won't be sad for a year, but fuck it. Like, your healing process is your healing process. Your grieving process is your grieving process and nobody else's. So nobody else can comment on how you grieve for your breakup. Nobody. Because everybody's attachment style is different. If you're anxiously attached, you will be sad for a longer time. If you are securely attached, you'll be sad for the least amount of time. If you are avoidantly attached, you won't be sad at all, but you will be sad eventually. And also has a lot to do with your personality, with your biological makeup, with the relationship itself, with the intensity of the relationship, so many factors. So when somebody says, hey, just move on already, just ignore them. Don't take what they say to heart. And don't feel like you have to move on at anyone's speed. Because I read a lot in the internet, oh, it'll take 6 months to move on completely. Oh, it'll take 3 months. It'll take 1 month. No, you move on at your own speed. It's not a race. It's a marathon. And you take however long you have to take. Sometimes some people are really, really sad for 2 months. And then they're just like, oh, I'm happy. You know, some people are sad for 6 months. Some people are sad for 7 months. Some people are sad for 2 weeks. So it varies a lot. There is no right amount of days you're going to feel sad. There's no right amount of days you're going to feel anger. There's no right amount of days you're going to feel anxious. So don't worry about how long you're taking to heal. As long as you're processing it correctly, you don't have anything to worry about. Trust the process. Trust the process. And you might be thinking, they were the one. How will I ever be happy again? Let me tell you this. The quote-unquote one will be at your side forever. The one does not leave you. The quote-unquote one will be in your life. The one does not leave you so easily. So don't think that they were the one. They were not. Their actions prove otherwise, right? They're not the one. You just thought they were, but they were not. And no, you're not stupid for thinking they were the one, or even falling in love. To fall in love and to get your heart broken isn't stupid. It's the most courageous thing you can do. You risked it all. You put your whole heart on the line with the smile on your face. You went for what you wanted, guns blazing, no matter the cost. Doing that is much more courageous than any stunt a daredevil ever pulled in his life. Mind Freak, Chris Angel, all these daredevils, when they do their stunts, there's a lot of safety nets. But when you decided to fall in love, there was no safety nets. And you knew that, and you still went for it. You pulled the most high-risk stunt in the world. You fell in love, and you're so damn brave that you'll probably do it again. And maybe you will fail again, or maybe you will succeed. But the fact that you did it is very brave, and you should feel good about that. You should feel good about that, that you took a chance. You took a chance, man. How else would you have lived? You would go through your whole life taking no risks. If you're not willing to put your heart on the line, you don't deserve love. That's my opinion. So go. When you're healed from this breakup, when you're completely healed from this turmoil, try again. I encourage you to try again. What else is there to do, right? What else is there to do than to try again? It gets better really slowly, very slowly. Did you ever notice when you were a kid yourself, did you ever notice growing up? Gaining height. You don't notice that. It just happens so slowly. It's like in the background. It just happens in the background. And you never notice that you're getting taller. It just happens. That's the same way you're gonna start feeling better. It's just gonna happen really slowly. And you're gonna have to be patient. So please, hang in there.
However, if you are having trouble managing the pain of this breakup on your own, I can totally help you. I'm a registered psychotherapist qualifying and a relationship coach with many years of experience in this area. So if you want my help, just go to www.brokenheartclub.net to schedule a session with me. It's spelled www.brokenheartclub.net. Or you can just email me at brokenheartclubhelp@gmail.com. It's spelled brokenheartclubhelp@gmail.com. I'll also put that in the description so you don't have to type all that stuff out. But anyways, that was the whole show. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you next time.